صفح للسنة والجماعة
نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم یہ فرما ما گئے ہے رسول مکرم.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ریسپیکٹڈ لسنرز آف مرکز صحابہ, دا وائس آف اہل سنہ والجماعہ, وی ویلکم یو ٹو دس پروگرام. اٹ از دا بلس آف میرج. مے اللہ عز و جل گرانٹ اس آل ہو آر میریڈ سپاؤسز and grant us who are married, not spouses, but grant us bliss in our marriages, and those who are searching for spouses, Allah grant them spouses as well. Our listeners can send in your questions to the number 084-786-3132 if you are in a foreign country, +27 84 786 3132. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارک اللہ فیکم. زید خان, جزاک اللہ خیر.
We start with Mufti Saab's headlines.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم, اما بعد, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we welcome the listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today is the 20th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447 in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, South Africa, 95-99% of the cities, countries of the world. Hence, plus minus, we have 100 days left for the month of Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. You see these haramis, Americans, Israelis, all of them, they say ceasefire. And what they mean? Every day they're killing 5, 6, 7, 8 people, Palestinians, and so forth. If it was the other way around, they should have shouted, screamed, and it should be in every newspaper and so forth. Hamas are terrorists and Hamas are this. But these are war criminals. These are the swines and the pigs we are dealing with. Remember the dogs and the monkeys and so forth. All these words are used for the Jews in the noble Quran. So we should know what the scum we are dealing with. A cursed nation, you see. America even has the gall and audacity to say, FBI chief, that Patel guy, Kesh Patel, he says that if anybody criticizes Israel, then we will take action and so forth. So what happened to freedom of speech? You see that? So they're all haramis, you must remember that. So simple to break all their arguments. And then you must remember Kushner is there discussing with Ahi Netanyahu. And now what will be the next step? So they say, no, we must disarm Hamas. But you are the guilty party, not Hamas. You are found guilty of genocide. You are found guilty of ethnic cleansing. You have committed crimes against humanity. Why must Hamas disarm? They have the right for self-determination. So all these basic questions, none of them can answer it. You must remember that. The only way the whole thing will be settled, that the whole of Israel has to be dismantled. It is a cancer, you must remember that. There's one lady there in the Knesset, you see. Her name is like Lazimi or Lazami or something. She took Netanyahu to the cleaners, you must remember, in full view of the world. She said, you are responsible for 7th October 2023. You told the army, you told the police not to retaliate immediately. You put them on leave, like you see, that temporary or whatever. So you are responsible. So all the way she took him to the cleaners, you could see his face was going stone-faced, like, you know. So he didn't know what to do, and so forth and so on. Then we must not forget Sudan. Remember that I got a report now that they raped in the past 1-2 days or 3 days, 150 women day in Al-Fasha, you see that. So now, one side the Saudis are haramis, murtads, and then the government and so forth. You had interview with that Gatwick today. Very good. So you must remember that. So send it out. People want to know what's happening about this. You understand, Nusuk and all that. So similarly, the MBZ also, a Pakka Murtad bin Zindiq, we must remember that. So now he is financing all this there. So why? Because now they want the gold to be smuggled from the Sudan into Dubai and all that. Second, to help Israel. So now, you know, Israel is facing the backlash from Yemen. So now their boats and ships cannot pass through there. So now, never mind, take the alternative route, come via Port Sudan, you see. Which kind of people are this? You must remember that. So there's no feeling, no sympathy, no empathy for the poor, for the Muslims. The side is Muslims and the Arabs also. Although they might be dark in complete, but the Arabs. And the other side, the Palestinians, 100% more Arab than you, United Arab Emirates, you see that. But these are there. But their day will come. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Always remember this, never forget. Margaret Thatcher, they would call her the Iron Lady. In 1983, she said the ANC is dreaming of coming into power. 10 years later, 11 years later, Mandela is president. 94 elections, you see that. So we must remember, the day will come, inshallah, inshallah, Al-Aziz. We ask Allah, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Aziz, that destroy and decimate America, the United Snakes of America, and destroy Israel and let them disintegrate, civil war and so forth. So then our 6-7 million Palestinians living in the diaspora can all come back. And remember, no country will accept the Jutlas. Therefore, 109 countries kicked them out already. So we should know how the history works. So it has to go full circle, you see. Allah Jalla Ala gives everybody a fair chance, and then Allah Ta'ala's punishment will come. So may Almighty Allah protect us. We come to South Africa. South Africa is a real banana republic. 60 heads of state are coming, but we can't even get our signage right, our banners right. They're stealing all that, you must remember, that at Nazareth and so forth. Second one, you must remember, if you go to the education, then after, you see, we did finish the program here, then I go for Fajr there to Muhajirin Ansar. We had come out. So mashallah, it's properly 7:02 news time, you see. So then we get some news there. So they were discussing something. They said in our schools today that you have grade 1, grade 2, grade 3. In those days, it's of course standard 1. They say 15% of the learners cannot read one word properly, correctly. So if you can't read them, what the hell are you doing in school? You must remember, for the teachers getting paid, and so forth and so on. And if you take us Muslims, then we also are guilty. The first word and the first verb and the first commandment, Iqra, Iqra, Iqra. So 5 verses were revealed of chapter 96, Surah Alaq. But in that 5 verses, the word Iqra was mentioned twice. As soon as this ummah does not start learning to read, then we will always be treated as useless and hopeless people. Who reads today? They say they're wasting their time. You must remember that. But put them in front of the cricket, soccer, movies, the masters, number one. Tell them to read something, they find it very difficult. So we as Muslims, this culture of reading, we must cultivate it in our children from a very tender young age. My father, Rahimahullah, Sunday used to come, those days, 60s, 70s, long before TV and all that came. TV came in South Africa, 76. So you must remember that long before that, you should bring four newspapers, Sunday Times, Sunday Tribune, Sunday Express. Sunday Express was in a tabloid form, you see. And then Post give you all the African news. Who made Muti? You know Muti, Monona? Yeah, Jadu. Who made Muti on who? You see, that was a famous story. This guy made Muti on the... So me, I should take the Post and read first. Because all comical stories, man. You must remember funny, funny news that you will find, you see. So all these kind of things there. But then I used to read Sunday Times at young age, you see. So we must read Quran, we must read Sunnah, we must read Fiqh, we must read the current affairs. مَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ أَهْلَ زَمَانِي فَهُوَ جَاهِلٌ. So that is where we are standing today, that people start thinking we really ulama and so forth, when they never even did have the basic kitabs, never mind other kitabs. So if you ask them, tell me about Bulughul Maram, they never heard that kitab's name in their life. One of the greatest hadith kitabs. So which kind we are teaching now? So that is where we are today. Allah give tawfiq.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, the first question here is, out of our town, can we pray salah without facing Qibla in our conveyance? Only nafal salah.
If you are a musafir and you're traveling, then you face in any direction, min ayyi jihatin shita. Any direction you're going is no problem. You're going in a car. Now your husband is driving, right? So now you want to read Ishraq Salat. You want to read Salatul Duha, Chash Namaz, now, this time here. And now the car is going straight, it's going right, it's going left. The husband mustn't read, the driver mustn't read. All of you will end up there in the hospital clinic and then Kabristan, you must remember that. So you, the passengers, you read, it's fine. No problem. Why? In Nafil Salat, there's no problem with that. Even if you are not facing the Qibla at all, for Nafil Salat, voluntary Salat. But when it comes to Farz Salat, you must face Qibla, you must stand and read, and so forth and so on. So that is a distinction you make, so you must remember that.
Mufti Sahib, the hadith, which is the understanding that there was going after me, then it would have been Umar radiallahu anhu. Is this hadith authentic?
100% authentic. You must understand how Arabic language works. The word used there is low. So let us see low in the Quran Sharif. What Allah Ta'ala says about it. Low kana feehima aliyatun illallah lafasadata. So low means hypothetically, for argument's sake. So yeah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, you must remember, that if there were many gods, if there were many gods, many deities, and so forth, besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, then what should have happened? Lafasadata, there should have been fitna, fasad, chaos, and mayhem, and so forth, in the heavens and in the earth. So does it mean really that there are many gods? Obviously not. So you must remember that. It means that Almighty Allah is teaching us, you must remember, that He is giving an example to us. There's only one Allah. So you must remember, there's no such thing as many. And so, لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا. So that is how it is used there. Low means hypothetically, for argument's sake. That means that you must remember that Allah سَبِيلِ الْفَرْضِ, hypothetically. So we can't be so simple and so forth and so on and say. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is highlighting the manaqib and the virtues of Umar. Inna Allah yantaliqu al-haqq ala lisani Umar wa qalbihi. That Allah jalla wa ala let the nur and the haqq and that flow from the heart and from the tongue mubarak of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. In Bukhari Sharif is mentioned, you must remember, waafaqtu rabbi fi salas. That what happened was that before the wahi was revealed, I said that we must do this, we must do that. So I corresponded with the decree of Almighty Allah and the verdict of Allah. So you must remember. Three times Bukhari Sharif. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah writes, you must remember, there in his Al-Itqan fi Ulum al-Quran, that what did he write there? He said that more than 20 places Allah Ta'ala revealed the verse As Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who suggested and so forth and so on. So therefore we should understand this thing. See the ayat here I give you. لَوْكَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَفَسَدَتَا. So Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter number 21 and verse 22. So very easy reference, 21-22. Surah 21 and verse 22. They in the beginning of the 17th Supara, they on the third page. So therefore, Subhanallah, hence Allah transcends every weakness, every defect, every shortcoming. So there are not many deities. Lokana Nabiyum Badi Lakana Umar. If hypothetically, meaning if Nubuwwat was based, you must remember, on Wahhabi or Kasbi. Wahhabi, Allah gives who He wants to. So that is how in Nubuwwat. But if it was based on Kasbi, you could earn it through your intelligence and intellect, then Sayyidina Umar should have been. So it's an example to show the intelligence of Sayyidina Umar. And in Bukhari Sharif is mentioned, Hu abqariyun. What word Nabi alayhi salam used? Hu abqari. He's a genius. He's a genius, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. So that is the meaning. Anybody hates Umar, anything comes in your heart. When Sayyidina Bakr radiallahu anhu's name is mentioned, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's name is mentioned, Sayyidina Usman, you feel unhappy, you get upset, you get angry, and so forth, and so on. And Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, then you must know the Shias have already got hold of you. And you are thinking just like the Kafir Shias, and you already skating on very thin ice. And you also will go out of the fold of Islam if you are going to embrace Shia Azam, or you like their teaching and preaching and so forth. So there I gave you the meaning of low and other notes. Now you must remember who is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. What he said on the Farsh, what he said on the land and the sand, Allah sent from the Arsh. You see that? So that is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warza. And the Kafir Shias hated for Sayyidina Umar is so much in the place called Kashan. Kashan is famous for carpet, K-A-S-H-A-N. So that is where we went, and the Friday of Rabiul Awwal, and then we see that they built a big shrine and for Fayruz Abu al-Majusi, fire worshipper, dispatched to hell. But they will say, what a great deed you did, Shujauddin. You are one of the bravest people on earth, and so forth and so on. So therefore, we must hubbu sahaba. To love the sahaba is our sign and symbol. And hatred of sahaba will lead you to become a munafiq or a kafir. So we need to be very, very circumspect and careful in this regard.
Mufti Sahib, how does a divorcee know if she's making the right choice to remarry and she is afraid of having a strange man around her two young daughters?
Regarding your two young daughters, Quran Kareem answered it and said, your daughters for him, your new husband, the stepfather, is Rabiba. So Quran says, Surah 4, verse 23, وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِي فِي حُجُورِكُم مِّن نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِي دَخَلْتُم بِهِنْ. So once your second husband, new husband, consummates the marriage with you, that he made dukhul, he consummated with you, then he becomes the mahram of your two daughters as well. So remember, yes, but if you fear a hanky-panky business, then you must tell your daughters must never be alone with him and so forth and so on. But normally, he will become the mahram and so forth and so on. Second one, whether you're making the right decision or the incorrect decision. So we told you 100 times, read, Allahumma khir li wa akhtar li. Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, you select the best for me and you choose for me. So that is the same time Allah Ta'ala will put that in your mind, in your heart. But person, that is all fatwa point of view. Personally, my advice to you as a daughter, as a sister, if you are lingering with doubt and suspicion and all that, does mota, maybe this, maybe that, you don't know much about him also. So then just forget him and rather spend your time with your daughters. And remember, when I went to Syria, thrice or four times, so one day I was in Jamia to Damishq and I met the great giants of Syria and Damascus. So Sheikh Saeed Ramadan Al-Bhuti, one of the giants there, Sheikh Nuruddin Itar, and Sheikh Wahba Zuhili. So these were the cream of the ulama. You must remember they in Syria. So Wahba Zuhili, I spoke to him and I told him, and I'm in Junubi Africa and all that. They gave me, somebody gave me the number. So he thought I'm an African, you see. You know, black, like, yeah. So when he saw me, then he was a bit disappointed. He said, where this guy came now? So you must remember this kind of things. But I told him, he must bring one book for me. I said, any book of yours, beside Tafsir al-Munir, beside your Fiqhul Islami wa Dillatuhu, and beside your Usul al-Fiqh, and that your famous books I have. So beside this, so he brought on big book, you see. And he said that my name is not there, somebody else's name, but remember I wrote this book. And I said, for me, whatever it is, you're giving it with honor. So in there I found this hadith, you understood. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and you must remember, it's like for our daughters and sisters and all. Now your husband passed away, and now that you it that finished already, now you want to settle down. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that sometimes it happens, you know, you can sense it, you are the mother, that your children are not comfortable at all. Apne seene par patthar rakh diya. So to keep the peace with her children, she put the stone and the rock on her heart and made sabr. And she said, never mind that I had good times with my husband. Allah's decree, he's gone now, and I won't remarry. And I will look after these children, and I will nurture them, bring them up, and so forth. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ana, I and the lady Kahatin will be so near one another on the day of justice. Meaning that Al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam make dua, and your rank and status will get elevated. One advice I want to give you, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah. You know when you want to overtake a vehicle, so you must never overtake a vehicle if you got doubt. You must always overtake a vehicle when you got conviction, I will be able to overtake, and that car on the opposite side will miss me and I will miss it comfortably. So once you got doubt, then you must remember 50%, 70% of the time you'll end up making accident. So that is worldly life. So our deeni life also works like that. So when you want to make decisions in life, it must be a firm decision, not decision based on shirk and shubha and all these things there. So that is not permissible in Islam. So we should know what is permissible and what is not permissible. And remember that if you got doubt, then rather you don't get married to this lady and go look for a virgin, or go look for a divorcee, or a widow who don't have children, and so forth. And things will work out for you. There are many options in this case here.
Mufti Sahib, please inform us, what is the difference between Salafism and Wahhabism?
Salafis actually started with Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, and if you want to call it like today's Salafism. So if you go before that, you must remember we say, I'm showing you the different stages and the different ways the word. See, when I was growing up, before giving you all this, before, you understand, we even became Hafiz and so forth. So in the early 60s, the ulama, Miasfam, or this one, that one, they take out a poster, a pamphlet, these are the sunnats of Eid and so. I remember, I'm not saying Miasfam wrote that, but I remember very well some ulama used to write, on the day of Eid, you must be gay. On the day of Eid, you must be gay. Now what it meant in those days, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, you must be happy. But now the connotation, the meaning of it has changed. Today you tell the ummah on Eid day, you must be gay, they come give you a hiding. You must remember that what you want, you must all be go Adam and Eve, you must leave and become Adam and Steve, Allah forbid. What the hell are you talking, you see that? So the interpretation of words will change from time to time, period to period. So in the good old days when we used the word Salaf-e-Salih, so it meant our pious predecessors, And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith, khayrun nas qarni thumma alladhina yalunahum thumma alladhina yalunahum. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam highlighted everything, that you must remember that these are the best people who Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for them, and they are the person who are the best of this ummah. So who are they? That my time, qarni. So that. Second one will be after that, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. Then after them, another one. So if you go study hadith in depth, then my time, the last sahabi, Abu Tufail, he passed away in the year 110. Now Zaid, if somebody has to ask you, when did the last tabi'i pass away? So these are things you must write down and make note. So the last tabi'i passed away when? 180. Then when did the last double tabi'i pass away? 220. So you got 3 dates. 110, last sahabi. 180, last tabi'i. And 220, last double tabi'i. So these are the golden era of Islam, al-Qurun al-Mashhud laha bil-khayr. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for these 3 epochs, these 3 periods and so. So in those days, when we use the word Salaf Sali, it means that. Then Ibn Taymiyyah came, rahimahullah, and he made Kharq-e-Ijma. Kharq-e-Ijma means the 4 schools decided on one thing. He was in Damascus, and then remember that he started passing fatawa. He was a master in fatawa and writing and so forth. I told you, he'd write books, 190, write whole books. Which one can do it? Nobody. We take 1 year also, we won't be able to write it. So that is Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai. Remember that. So now what has happened? So now when a person sees Ibn Taymiyyah's works and so, so he will say that 20 rakats tarawih is fine, but it's not something you must read. Yuzadu or yunqas. You can read more, you can read less. So you already broke the ijma. 3 talaq. You say that is not 3, it's 1. So you broke the talaq. So therefore, his student, he wrote a book against him. That you have, you must remember, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Then you have Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Then you have, you must remember, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. So you must remember that. So he wrote the book which I have. And you can check it in Google once before, so you checked it. So he, Ibn Taymiyyah's grandchildren, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali wrote, Ar-Raddu ala man ittaba'a ghayr al-madahib al-arba. A refutation of those people who follow anybody else besides the 4 schools. You see that? So it means his own students or students were already rebuking and reprimanding them. So to show that this is which caused more confusion in the ummah and so forth and so on. So that is the lesson we have to learn, and that is what you say. That today's Salafis, we will say majority of them are jahil of today, ignorant people. And remember that these are scholars with all this business. So you must remember they will choose the fatwas and all that to be lenient in favor of the rich and so forth and so on. So that is how it works nowadays. Wallah al-musta'an, we complain to Almighty Allah. Allah assist us. I just gave you. So that is it. Now in our age, we say that you must stick to the 4 schools. Who are the Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah? We must believe in the Quran Sharif. We must believe in the Sunnah Mubarakah. We must believe all Sahaba are Jannati. Chapter 57 and verse 10. وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah has promised them all without any exclusion, exemption, that you are going to Husna Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. And thereafter we should remember that we must believe that there are awliyaullah, and we believe that there are the different generations and so forth. And we must also believe that fuqaha, 4 schools, they all on the haqq. You see that? So the, it don't mean in every masla, al-haqqu bayna al-a'immat al-arba, like that. So the truth is amongst them. Now what they did, they left out the Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali. They brought their own 4 in this day and this age. I met all of them with Allah, sir. So Sheikh bin Baz, we met him several times. Then Sheikh Salih Usaymin, we met him several times. Sheikh Yusuf Qaddawi, I met him there in Makkah and in South Africa. And Sheikh Albani, I met there in Amman in 98 and 99, he passed away. So you see, so they say follow them. So we say, why you have to follow them? They are no match in comparison to Aima Arba'a. And what will you do when they have different opinion among themselves? Which they have. So you must remember how many masail they have different opinion. So it shows that they are the Salafis of today. They are Muslim, but they are dhal and mudil. They are totally astray and they lead other people also astray. So Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, he became like a reformer and so forth. So this is part of the hadith of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that hadith Bukhari Sharif. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for Sham, the Levant, Palestine, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, made special dua for Yemen. And thereafter, so Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now, so he was making dua for these places, Sham, Levant, and you must remember Yemen and so. Then somebody say, wa fi najdina, so then finish. So that is the knockout punch now. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul alameen, the only rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he refused, you must remember, to make dua for them and said three things. There al-fitan, the fitnas will come from there. Two, al-zalazil, the earthquakes, earth tremors will occur there. Two. Third one, fa-inna, from there, tatlu'u qarnu shaitan, that the horns of the Satan and all that will rise from there. So see all this here. What MBS is, who could think 20, 30, 40 years ago, that in Makkah, Madinah, you will have cinemas. In Jeddah, you should have bikini beaches. And there, inside the haram, they will promote kufr. You must remember that. Ru'yatu Ishreen wa Thalathin is promoting kufr. What is promoting? So you must remember the 20, 30, you understood. So all this exhibition and dust and all these kind of things there. So all the, who could have dreamt of? Nobody. But this harami did all these things there. And now he is thinking, let me start building. You must remember that, you know, such stadiums and stadia and so forth, it was $1 million. We just sell some oil and we'll make the money up. So America is fooling this bunch of morons and idiots, but they don't realize it. So therefore, may Almighty Allah give them guidance. And if there's no guidance for them, Allah make dua, Allah decimate and destroy these cities and people and countries who are trying to yuriduna liyutfi'u nur Allah bifahim. That their aim is what? They want to extinguish the nur and radiance of Allah. So Allah must destroy them before they do more damage and so forth, if there's no hidayat for them. So that is our stance on these type of issues there. So we say in this day and this age, because the ummah 80-90% are jahil, you understand? They can't even read Quran, look inside. How many can look hadith inside? Take out the fatah, kasra, dhamma. Even the maulvis can't read properly, you must remember. You see in the khutbah how they fumble and all these kind of things. You see that? How you read khutbah, Muhammad? How do you look inside?
Look inside.
But don't look inside. You must try and by heart. The first week you came here 4 or 5 years ago, or when I told you, first advice, become a hafiz of Quran. So that I don't think you're managing. So then, hafiz of khutbah, very easy. You make your own khutbah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. You take Quranic verses and then you take ahadith and so forth. And then finish. And barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Quranil azim. So learn 3-4 khutbahs like that by heart. You see that? And then when people just call you up, you are ready. You see that? To fire up. So not them no go look for my kitab and earth and all this type of thing. They call you maybe for Eid Salat. Now Eid day you must give khutbah. So remember that. So before you start the khutbah and you're on a mimbar, so you must know to say Allahu Akbar 9 times before you start Allahu Akbar. And you must remember that you say second time in the khutbah 7 times, you see. So this is sunnah and mustahab and all. So these are adab, etiquettes for Eid Salat. We're talking about an Eid khutbah. So every Maulvi, everyone, I can't believe this. Our Dahlums keep the students 6, 7, 8, 9 years, but they don't know even one khutbah by heart. Now what kind is that now? They don't even know how to perform a nikah. They don't even know how to deliver a khutbah properly. I mean, that shows that we are not preparing them for the real challenges of life and so forth. You go to a place, they'll tell you, Hazrat Maulana Damat Barakatuhum does that and all that. Give khutbah, read, you understand, perform a nikah. How do you perform a nikah in that, you see? So we must learn the practical part as well.
They did teach us, it's just the different khutbah.
We forgot.
We use different khutbahs every week, so.
But that khutbah, they the people don't
otherwise
understand.
You just say the standard ones, it becomes boring. So they did teach us in Darul Zakaria, alhamdulillah.
No, they taught you, but I'm not saying they didn't teach you. I'm saying that you must by heart eat. You understand? So that's what I'm saying. So that is, we must learn how to read the khutbah by heart. So that 2, 3. Now second one, everybody repeats it. That 90, even the Imams of the Haram, 90% they repeat it. So you must remember, we're speaking about the first khutbah. You must by heart eat. So then, anywhere you go, suddenly you say, Maulana, Jummah, this, that, so we're ready. You see? And this, that, what? My Ustad, his father passed away in 1976. You see? And I came for holiday from Karachi. So you must remember this. So then, Afsab told me, he's going to Durban after the primary Malia. And you must make Eid Salat. And my Ustad, I never performed an Eid Salat in my life. You see? Now what? Now, those days wasn't all these gadgets we got now. So somebody told me, Hazrat Maulana Ismail Katrada is there in Barberton. He's performing Taraweeh. So Hazrat Maulana was a master reader. You know, his son's daughter, all of them, Hafiz, some ulama and so. And grandchildren over 30, I think, now. Next week we'll be there, inshallah, Wednesday. So we'll find out how many grandchildren are Hafiz and so. Kamal, you know, karamat it is. So duas of parents, Ustad, Hazratji, you know. So one person was going or coming from there, somehow we made it again. So then I contacted him. So he knew me a little bit, you see. So I told him, Hazrat Maulana, man, please, I need a khutbah, you know, for Eid. So you must send it to me, please. So this was now like, I think, halfway Ramadan, somewhere there, you know. So after about 5, 6 days, that time you had this rep, you know, rep. That they come sell car, sell clothing, sell this. So one rep came from that side. They say, there's an envelope for you, Maulana Ismail Katrada. So I knew, there's no money or something, it's a khutbah. So besides being amazed with the khutbah, I was amazed at his handwriting, you know. And nice long khutbah. So I said, very good. So I said, let me by heart it now. So every day I learn. So then I delivered that. So the people say, first time they heard a khutbah like that. But I didn't tell them, Maulana Ismail Katrada, give it to me. You'll see that. So like that. So now Eid khutbah is the easiest to give. You just get stuck, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd, Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kaseera, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. Qala an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, zayyinu a'yadakum bit takbir, rawahu Tabarani. You see, so that's simple. So that's what I mean, that we must be prepared and so forth and so on. So like that practical thing. So where we went? What was the question?
The question was...
Yeah, right, about the Salafi business. So when I was saying this, when the Ummah today is steeped in Jahalat, looking inside 80%, 90% can't read Quran. Hadith looking inside and all the Maulvis can't read, most of them. Take the Zabar Zair Fatah out. That's why what they got in the madrasas nowadays, me, I'm against this. Now our students, they got this Bukhari, Muslim, that Al-Bushra from Pakistan. Everything is written there. So they just read from there looking inside. It's not good, you must remember. You must able, all the Arabs, all that are written, it's not a good thing. Your whole istidad is gone by that. You must able to read without all that there. So that... So then you have some istidad and so forth. Istidad is to build your ability. So then on that, the Skutba story came and so forth, you know. So we must be prepared to learn. So therefore, we say in this day and this age, because of Jahalat, it's wajib to follow one mazhab and one school. We must remember that. Because otherwise, you're going to give people freedom, what will happen? There won't be no following of anything, and people will make what? Ittiba'e hawa. They will follow their warm senses, desires. When you follow your warm senses, desires, you go to hell. Quran says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَوَفَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. You fear standing in the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and then you restrain yourself from your base desires. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ يَلْمَعْوَى. Then Jannat is your resting place. And for people who follow their warm senses, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you seen that person who made his God, his deity, his base desires? وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلْمٍ. He might be having a little bit of knowledge, still Allah led him astray. وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً. Allah Ta'ala closed his hearing faculty, his heart is sealed, and his eyes he can't see. So everything you must remember is like that. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, you must remember that once you start following your desires, so remember that. So in a case like that, then that person will go astray, and then it's Jahannam, Allah forbid. So therefore, it's in our interest that we just follow one school and so on. This is the biggest problem with these Wahhabis and all of them, that they just want to follow whoever they want to. Everybody suddenly became a mujtahid, and everybody suddenly now can just choose what he wants to. So that is why you see that majority of them, so you must remember that majority of them, that they don't read sunnahs, nothing, you must remember. So that is what happens. So we say you must follow one of the four imams and you must stick by that, then only you will be inshallah on right, because you're suppressing your desires and so forth and so on.
Mufti Sahib, a person says, there's two questions here. I read that the Jews are struggling with lots of snakes coming out in Tel Aviv. Alhamdulillah.
Not Tel Aviv. You must be careful what you're saying. So there's a place called Buhaira Tabariya, Lake Tiberias. We went there also with Allah's help. And if you study Ashratu Sa'a, you study the Ahadith, you must remember on the signs of Qiyamah, then you will see it there. In time of Nabi Isa, alayhi salatu salam, that Nabi Isa alayhi salam will kill Dajjal, there will be peace, all that. Then another trial and test. Ya'juj, Ma'juj will break loose. So they are half crazy, these people, Gog and Magog. So then Nabi Isa alayhi salam will tell these people, we can't fight them, so you go there to Mount Sinai. You see that? And they all will stay there. These people, now they are hungry, thirsty, they go to Buhaira Tabariya. For their own people, they don't leave water. Must be they belong to the ANC also. You understand? ANC is so greedy, they eat everything up, leave the poor people, you see that. So that mentality, what I mean, you see. So they drink, you must remember, the water, half their own quarter, their own people got no water. So it's a big, you call it Arabic, Buhaira Tabariya, Bahar Ocean, Buhaira Lake, Tabariya Tiberias. So that incident is taking place there. So you must remember, Allah is going to punish them forever. Quran says so. Chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. The punishment will get worse for them. They all will run, inshallah. You see that? So that is Allah's system. Allah ki lati bi awase. The stick of Allah don't make noise.
Mufti Sahib, kindly advise on Sharia inheritance distribution if the wife passes away. Husband and one son and one daughter. Do the parents and siblings inherit as well?
Parents must inherit. You must remember, in usul, in the principles of inheritance, you must know this. Five people must inherit as long as they are Muslim. Who? The children, sons and daughter. Biological son, biological daughter. Parents, they must inherit. Father, mother. And then the surviving spouse, for husband passed away, wife must inherit. Wife passed away, husband must inherit. So these five must inherit. So now bring that example you have got there. So who passed away? The wife passed away, they said. In this example you read now.
Chi.
Wife, the pastor.
Wife passed away.
Yeah, right. So wife passed away. So now the husband, 25%. You see that? And then the parents, 1/6, 1/6. So collectively, it is how much, Mawlana Zahid? 1/3. You got it now? So you got 25% for the hubby, husband. Then 1/3 for the parents. Now who's left? The biological son, biological daughter. So whatever is left, the residue, so then you make 3 shares. If it's 1 son, 1 daughter, so from the remainder, the residue, 2 shares will go to the son and 1 share will go to the daughter. Regarding siblings, whenever the son, the biological son of the deceased is alive, all siblings, brothers, sisters are deprived. As long as the biological father is alive, so you must remember, the siblings are deprived, 100% across the board. So therefore, for them is nothing. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If you wanted to give them a share, then you should make wasiyah, you could bequeath for them and so forth. But the mother, father, nobody did that for them. So they just stay alone and get on with life. You must remember that. So we must learn these laws here. It's very fascinating to learn it, remember.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to go on a cruise for...
Totally haram. What is halal day in a cruise? You must remember. It's nudity day, it's music day, haram food day, and what then? What? Show me what is halal day. Everything haram day, you must remember that. And you're wasting money. You become brother of shaitan. Innal mubazirina kanu ikhwana shayatin. There's no benefit in it. So therefore, you must remember. Yes, sometimes I have to travel by ship or boat or whatever you want to call it, there from Uruguay, Montevideo. So you go that side there, you must remember to Paraguay, or you're going to Argentina, or you go so like that. So that's very nice, you know. And they used to book me in the 5-star one, you see that. I said, I don't know how, very nice, you see that. Or you go here, Dar es Salaam, you see. So from there, you want to go to Zanzibari. So 2 hours it is. So that's safe. So he booked for us first class. We sat right in front, you see. And then when we landed, came there to Zanzibar, the sun was setting. And I saw 2 minarets. So I got elated, delighted. I told my wife, we'll read Maghrib Salat there, you see. When we went there, we see the church, you see. So I said, now very disappointed. The next day I went there. So they are attacking the Muslims one day. So I told him that, isn't in this church already a gay priest? He's finished. The whole discussion finished there. So you see benefit of reading. Allah's fazl comes. So if you read, 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 Allah will help you also. At the right time, Allah will put this question in your mind. You must know what to ask. You see that? Mauqa-e shanasi, mardam shanasi. We were in New Zealand, you see. Now there, New Zealand, very beautiful. They have caves and all that, you know. So that, and tip-top clean, no all nonsense and all that. New Zealand's one of the cleanest places and the least corrupt places in the world, you know. Manuka, Hanuka, just check it there. Newcastle, what Newcastle? New Zealand honey. Is Hanuka or Manuka? Is with the H or the M? So the honey there, so it's all graded, 25, 50, 70, like that. So you know when you're in a cave, then there's echo. So they say, who will sing? So now it was exactly Zohar time, 12:15, 1:00, like that. So this brother from Sri Lanka was with me, elderly Nawazbhai. Nawazbhai had a good voice, you know, excellent voice he had. So I picked up and I said, I'll sing. I'll sing meaning, so I told Nawazbhai, inko azan sunao. Give azan. We the only Muslims, the rest all whiteys there, you understand? So you don't see no Indians there and Africans, very seldom. All these places when you go. So then he give azan, you see. Everybody is silent, and the echo is going in the cave and coming back, and so very nice. When he said La ilaha illallah, they all start clapping hands. They say, "What a beautiful song! What a beautiful song!" So I said, "This is not a song. This is the call." Then I took over. I said, "This is a call to prayer, and this is the meaning of it, and so forth, and so on, and so on." You see. So you give da'wat also like that wherever you are. So about tawheed, about Allah Ta'ala, about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is success? Hayya al-swala, hayya al-falah. So like that, you must remember this kind. Gee, what is Hanukkah or Manuka?
There's Manuka.
Yeah, Manuka. That is one of the best honey in the world. You must remember that. Very expensive also. Gee.
Mufti Saab, last question left. Mufti Saab, what occupation would you advise a matriculant to get into today?
Today, our people, they feel shy. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna atyaba ma kasabtum," and I live that. It was your hands. Why you don't become a plumber? Why you don't become a builder? Why you don't become an electrician? Why you don't do these kind of things? Carpenter, you see. You know how much money there is people make? And it's tax-free based on the... Nobody could come in to check you that how much you got. Because why? Because why that you come to my house, now this light is not working, or this is not working. So now we just pay you. We don't even take receipt or anything. We tell you this cupboard you is there, the handle broke, or this broke, or we want the cupboard. You just come and do. So half the time is uplang business also. You know, understood? You know, you don't have to pay tax. Who knows? Nobody knows. To pay this kafir government's tax, what you have to worry about them? So you must remember this kind. We're not saying you mustn't pay tax, you must pay. But you don't have to pay the full. There are ways and means of the avoiding and evading and all that. So it's very good that you must remember that. But we feel ashamed. You tell, you see? That, but Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they should work with their hands and so forth and so on. So this is also another indictment upon the ummah. That everybody wants to become doctor, engineer, accountant, CA, BA, DA, and all that, you understood. So, but they forget, the main thing is you must learn to work with our hands. And you wives, the best thing to you is learn computers and all that. So you can become an asset to your husband and your children also. You take my wife, she must have passed over 100,000 fatwas, that's the minimum. You must remember, because you know we should get questions. So every day answer, I can't type on this computer, you understand? Phone, I know how to type. So this phone make life easy for me. So that, but there's, you see, difficult this. Put finger, all big trouble. So like this, you must remember, so you must learn those things that will help you in life afterwards and so forth. So do that, and it's halal and tayyibah. There's no problem with that. And you must just make cash deal, finish and car, no credit business. You see that? Tell him, I'll do the job, this is what you pay me, so forth and so forth. It's 5 days job, 3 days job, every day pay me so much, so much, so much. And then we make it. So both parties are happy like that. And Allah will give you barakah also because you're working with your hands. But today, who? The people don't like it, you see. They don't want even the slightest dirt must come on their hands. So then we left all these things out here. So that is our weakness, that is, remember. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.